Welcome to the Canvas Rebel podcast, where we believe your story matters. Your viewpoint and your insights matter. In our view, there is far too much coverage of the trends that ivory tower professors and billionaire fund managers are seeing. What's the edge in hearing the billionaire consensus view over and over again? The edge comes from hearing new perspectives and new information, like from the wedding planner who's worked with hundreds of couples during the pandemic and has noticed that new couples are allocating significantly more of their wedding budgets on small details like personalized neon signs, or hearing from an accountant who's seeing how there is a huge uptick in e-commerce clients generating revenue from in-person pop-ups. Those sorts of insights are what Canvas Rebel is all about. And today, Madison is chatting with some of our content partners about trends and lessons learned. Content partners help us in so many ways, from sponsoring our mission to spreading the word about the work that we do and collaborating with us on content like this. And so with no further ado, here's Madison with today's panel.
Well, hi, everyone. My name is Madison. Thank you so much for joining me on another episode of our podcast. Talking about building a career and your journey as an artist, which I could talk about all day till I'm blue in the face. I love this topic. And I have two very talented entrepreneurs here with me today who are ready to share a little bit about their background and their journey and hopefully impart some wisdom on our listeners at home. So let's get started with some introductions.
For sure. Avery, go ahead.
Sure. So I'm Avery Jade. I live in Utah County, surrounded by the mountains, and I love it.
Amazing.
And I'm a wedding and couple photographer. It's kind of my calling in the artistic world.
I love that. Amazing.
Dope, dope. Well, I'm Randy Morales. I'm also go by Creative Vice. I am in Los Angeles, California. I do fashion design. I also do painting and pretty much anything creative, anything to get the juices flowing.
Yep. Love that. Amazing. Well, I would love to start off by asking, did you both always know you were going to be an artist? Is this something that you've known since you were super young and you were always really creative? Or is this something that you've ventured into later in life? Tell me a little bit about that process.
Well, for me, I've always been a very artistic, creative person from the time I was a toddler, wanting to color on everything. And I didn't always think that I'd end up wanting to have a career as a creative. Mm-hmm. I had other interests, like in the medical field. But when I was in high school, I took 2 film photography classes and 2 digital photography classes. And I saved up enough money to buy a really nice DSLR camera.
Yep.
And after some crazy life events, I decided I wanted to go after something that I was really passionate about.
Yep. Life's too short. Yeah. Not to.
Exactly.
Yeah, honestly, similar. As a kid, too, I used to just love creating things. My favorite pastime as a kid was just to sit in like my little sandbox at my home and create like war things and scenarios. But I used to always love taking like my shoes, and cause I used to shop at Payless as a kid.
Oh, so yeah, me too.
I never had like the dopest shoes. So I would sit there, trace my shoe and outline it, and then start drawing some like what I thought was cool would be a cool shoe for myself.
Oh.
But of course, at the time, like, you know, grownups always said, you know, you can't afford to be a creative. You never get money.
Yep.
So it wasn't until I was an adult that I actually got into fashion. Like, I went to fashion school at 29. Wow. And that's when I actually stepped into that creative world.
You seem much younger than that.
I'm 35.
No way.
Yes.
What is your secret?
Oh, stay young and stay happy. Like,
oh, that's good advice.
You always see me smiling, in all honesty. I'm pretty sure you can stab me and I'd be like, dog, why'd you stab me? I mean, just being real, like when I was in boot camp, I used to get yelled at for smiling all the time. So.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Well, now I have to ask Avery, how old are you?
I'm 22, almost 23.
Oh my gosh. Oh. You're so young. Oh, I love that. That's
start amazing. Young.
Yes. Good for you. That's awesome. I'm 24, so I'm like right there.
Let's go.
Yeah. Just trying to make it happen. Well, in talking about age and me inappropriately asking how old you both are, if you could tell your younger self one piece of advice, what would it be?
Personally, for me, I hate that question. Just because for a fact, like, you know, ever since you were younger, you've always had somebody try to give you advice. And you're always like, what do you know? You're old. You never really listened to that advice. Personally, I think for me, I wish I was like a mentor to my younger self, as in the simple fact, like showing the fact that you could create and make a living.
Yeah.
Being a good example to your younger self. I like it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would tell my younger self, go after what lights your soul on fire.
Yes.
That's how to make the best of your life. That's how you will live a happy life, is by actually going after things that really make you happy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I can totally relate to that. I come from a corporate background, and that was so unfulfilling for me. Like, I loved my team and the work I was doing, but the fact that it was for a corporation that didn't care if I, you know, lived or died, like, it's not fulfilling in my soul whatsoever. And we were talking about this on an episode yesterday. We literally live on a floating rock. Like, why are we not pursuing things that we are passionate about and making a name for ourselves and doing things that, like you said, Avery, light our soul on fire? Like, there's so much more to life than just working a 9-to-5. I do have a 9-to-5. This is my 9-to-5. But it's a little different. I love what I do. Don't get me wrong. I love what I do now. But
as long as you love it, that's important.
Yes, it's fulfilling, but it's also not corporate. So, you know, there's a fine line there.
you have to find your calling in life.
Yeah.
Like mine, I love the creative aspect of like photography, but I also have like a platform called The Bravery Effect, where I share like inspiring, insightful things that I've learned since I had a crazy accident and life story. Gosh.
Amazing. Well, I'll have to hear more about that if you're comfortable sharing. Like, would love to hear more about your platform.
I'd love to share.
You want to do that now? Or
Yeah, you got to share.
Do you want me to do it now?
Yeah, yeah. If you're comfortable, I'd love to hear it. You just like opened a can of worms.
So basically, I had a traumatic brain injury. Actually, this April, it'll be 5 years.
Oh my gosh.
5 years since my accident. It's felt like a lifetime. But I had a traumatic brain injury. I fell rappelling on a prom day date, which is totally a Utah thing. Whoa. But I fell like 20 to 25 feet, hit my head a few times, was caught by the belayer. I was life-lighted to Salt Lake to go to the hospital there, and I coded, and then I had to be resuscitated. And when I got to the hospital, I was in a coma, and the doctors thought that I would never wake up, and if I did, I'd be in a vegetative state because I had like no brain activity. Basically, I was in the hospital for 68 days. I had pneumonia, raging fevers, I had collapsed lungs, like literally everything that could happen did happen. I finally started waking up on day 12 of being in a coma. And I forgot everything about my life and everything that happened to me previously. So I was basically starting over from square one. And I had to relearn how to do everything. I had to learn how to walk and talk and eat and drink and write. And I didn't know what had happened to me. And so I was in the hospital for 68 days before I walked out of there. And that is a miracle in itself, because I thought I would be paralyzed.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, yeah.
And that's why, like, I'm half deaf, because I had ear bones break. And I deal with chronic pain syndrome every single day. And no doctor has been able to help me. So it's been very life-changing, to say the least. And that's kind of why I decided I'm going after what I love and what inspires me and what brings my soul the most joy.
Yep.
And for me, that's creating beautiful images, because after my accident, pictures were the one way I knew what had happened to me in my life. That and like stories from other people and journals. That's like the only way I knew about my life previously. And I was super passionate about like art before and photography. And so I decided to go after something I love. And that's also why I created an Instagram and a platform where I can I don't know, inspire others, help them see that they're not alone in their challenges and the things that they deal with.
That is beautiful.
Well, thanks. First of all, I'm so glad you're alive and you're here and sharing your story. Oh my goodness. I literally have chills right now. And I know I totally put you on the spot by asking you to open up, but thank you for being so vulnerable. Okay. And I'm so freaking proud of you for going after, like, I don't even know you. And I'm like, I love you and I support you. And I'm so proud of you for going after what you believe in and using your story to help other people is really beautiful. And I just want to encourage you to keep going with that because you never know whose life you might touch. And I think photography is, like you said, it's timeless. It helps people remember. It's a captured moment in time and art is healing too. Like I'm sure that's brought so much joy to your life, but I'm glad you're here.
It has helped me. After my accident, I didn't know who I was.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I had changed. I had grown. And so I had to rediscover myself.
Yeah.
And art and really putting effort into sharing my story and putting effort into Avery Jade Photo Co.
Yeah.
Really helped me find who I am and what I want to do in this life.
Yeah. That's awesome. I'm fired up after hearing that. Yeah, I really need to go like, I don't know. That was so inspiring.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for sharing. That's actually a really great segue into my next question, which is who or what is keeping you inspired these days? Is there a particular person? Avery, I'm obviously feeling very inspired by you right now. And also just everyone I host on the podcast is so inspiring to me, but I'd love to hear what's inspiring both of you.
I'm going to let Avery go first. She
go first.
Oh man, I don't even know what to say after all that. I was like, damn. For me, what inspires me and keeps me going, it's a mixture of a couple of things. It's like kind of like with dating. They said you can't really date until you love yourself.
Say that louder for the people in the back.
Right? Can't date until you love yourself. And so what inspires me a lot is myself and the simple fact of I want other people to be inspired to create. I think like Avery, creative art is freedom. When you can like creatively, everything's created, you know, like this computer is created, the table you're sitting at is created. Somebody had to create that. And I just love that beauty of realizing that anything can be created if you put your mind to it.
Yep.
And then obviously my family. And I say that in the simple fact of I want my creativity to open doors for them.
Yep.
Like my nieces and nephews, to show them that, you know, you can do whatever you really want to do and not just be told that you have to go to college or work a 9-to-5 and be stuck in corporate America and just be kind of a slave to the system, man, because it's not fun.
Right.
It's not fun.
I love everything you said. The non-traditional path should be the traditional path. It's still just as great of an option, entrepreneurship or pursuing art or pursuing a trade. Like there's such a need for that. And I come from a family where they all said, oh, you must go off to college and you know, have to become a lawyer or a doctor, or, you know, some big thing. And I was like, no, I want to work in art and music and photography. And they're like, well, there's no money. But if you want it badly enough, you will find a way to make money off of it. You'll find a way to make it your career and to monetize it. So,
yeah. And I feel like now with technology, this is the best time to do that.
Right.
I mean, I know a lot of people don't like AI. But I'm just being real. Like, as creatives and artists, we're strong in certain areas. Like, I'm not strong in words, but with like using AI and ChatGPT, it can help me articulate my ideas better, to write a better artist statement, to, you know, create like ways to apply into shows. And with social media too, getting your stuff out there, there's more power to being an individual creative now than there was back in the day.
Yep. Yeah. You're absolutely
definitely
right.
There's just so many more ways to really get your passion and your love for what you're doing out there and share it with others.
Yeah.
Just awesome.
Yes.
For me, dang, kind of going off like what Randy said, like I fought for my life. Like I fought to still be here. I dealt with like blood, sweat, and tears to get to the point of my life where I'm at.
Yeah.
And I still deal with really hard things, like hurting 24/7 because of chronic pain syndrome. That's very difficult.
Yeah.
And so I think about that girl who is like fighting for her life. And I'm like, I want to create something that is, I want to create the life that I dreamed of having.
Yeah.
You know, the life that I deserve after all that I've been through and after all that I've fought to have.
Yeah.
And so I still am fighting to get that in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all deserve to have a life that has like passion and
yep.
and creativity and things that we love and
mm-hmm.
that just make life a life worth living, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
A life worth living. I love that.
Yeah, that's great. Well, my last question, I feel like we've kind of already covered. But if you, either of you have anything more specific you want to add, what challenges have you faced as an entrepreneur or an artist and how have you overcome them?
For me, I call it the Black Plague. And which that's honestly just doubt. Unfortunately,
yeah.
So like doubt is the number one killer for a creative at yeah. all. It's like that internal doubt that you can't, it's crazy. I feel like people are there to support you kind of, but they don't think that you could be the next greatest photographer, next greatest artist. They're like, oh, you're good, but they don't really want to support you as far as like pushing you forward. So that causes that doubt. And as creatives, you know, our whole job is being accepted. There's not a simple math as 2 + 2 = 4. It's, this is something I created and now I have to, and unfortunately, like if you want to make a living at it, it has to be accepted by people.
Yep.
To make it. And that's what is the hardest thing. It's like learning to get past that doubt and figuring out ways to be better in a sense. So like if you create an art piece and it's not received very well, try to find a way to either A, find a different target audience,
yep,
or B, make it more receptive by those people that you're trying to attract.
Yeah.
So yeah, doubt is the worst thing, but it's a battle you'll always have. Cause like, I'm pretty positive, like when Drake goes on stage, he might still have some doubt in him. And it's just learning that literally you have to just learn. Everybody has a doubt, no matter who you are, or how successful you are.
Yeah.
It's learning to move past that doubt to be your better self. And that's what makes you an amazing creative.
Definitely.
Definitely. I mean, for me, it's more of just wanting to, well, I don't even know how to explain what I'm trying to say. Utah is a very saturated market for photographers.
I have heard.
It seems like everyone knows a photographer or has like, oh, you know, like I already know this person, I'll just go with them. So it's really hard to like get yourself known and to get yeah. yourself wanted by others.
Yeah.
And so kind of like what Randy was saying, like the whole like doubting kind of a thing
yeah.
comes in mm-hmm. and you start to doubt like, okay, like is my work actually good? Like, do people actually like it? Will this actually go anywhere?
Yeah.
Am I doing something wrong? And I think just being, like, I discovered my style and the way I like my work to be created.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's kind of different than what, like, is the stereotypical, like, photography look. But it's mine. And yeah. it will attract the right people.
Yep.
And I think just really, like, I mean, it's a lot of patience to just get to that point of where you're as successful and as desired and yeah. as, like, booked out as you hope to be kind of a yeah. thing.
Definitely.
I love it. It makes you unique. And yeah. I think that's what's important as a creative is finding your style.
Yep.
And I feel like people will jump on a board eventually. It's just definitely. Persistence. And yep. I've also learned is
oh, yeah.
having a cohesive collection.
Yeah.
If you have that cohesive collection showing that style, I feel like people are more receptive of it.
Yeah.
Now they understand it a little bit more.
Yeah, for yeah. sure. I think the biggest...
You definitely...
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. I was just going to say, you definitely have to be like confident in what you're creating.
Yeah.
As long as it's like your vision, what you wanted and like what... It's like your style, like who you are displayed in your art.
Yeah.
It'll find its audience.
Yep, exactly. And I want to say it's okay to change your style too. It took me, I mean, I've been a photographer for coming up on 8 years now, and I changed my style like 4 times in the first 2 years. And I look back and I'm like, oh my gosh, I would never send a photo like that. I used to edit them so terribly. Like the skin was just, oh, it was bad. If you scroll far enough down on my Instagram, you will see this. But finally found my style and my voice, and I made that consistent. And now I've stuck with it for almost two years now with that specific style. And it may change in the future. I may decide maybe I want to go entirely black and white, or maybe I want to go super editorial. But, you know, you just got to be trusting in yourself that you are able to do that.
Definitely. And change is good because, I mean, everyone always changes in their life.
Yeah.
It's just like a big process of figuring things out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree with that. If you don't make change, I think that's when you start getting stagnant.
Yep.
And that's where you kind of get left behind, because due to the time of change, like people changing, if you're not constantly evolving with that change of time, like I said, yeah, you will get left behind. Like in businesses, Blockbuster, for example. Blockbuster is a great example. Blockbuster didn't change with the times. People weren't watching DVDs no more, and they went out of business because of that.
Yeah, they should have made a streaming platform.
They should have. They actually had a chance to buy Redbox. But then they said they didn't want to or whatnot, and then they lost because they didn't think that was the way. And that's how they kind of started falling out.
Redbox, gosh, I have not rented a movie from there in probably like 10 years. Like it's been a long time. That used to be so cool.
Be all the rage.
Yeah.
Well, my final question before we wrap up for today, I would love to know what the rest of 2024 has in store for both of you. Any cool projects you're working on? Any big goals? What's on the agenda?
Avery, take it off first.
Well, for me, I've just been working on getting a bigger outreach, being able to share my work and the things that I'm creating with more people to get just a bigger audience.
Yeah.
I mean, like in both my platforms and the things that I'm working on. And I've worked on collaborating with other people, which is really awesome. And just trying to expand.
Yeah.
It's kind of where I'm at right now.
Love that.
Love that. Same for me. Honestly, I come up with like 10 different ideas a day on creative things I want to do. And I've always constantly have to bring myself back to like core ones. There's one major project I want to do that I have no clue how I'm going to achieve. But it's an exhibition called Flee, basically talking about immigration in America, illegal border crossing. Currently, they say there's like 6,000 people that cross the American border a day. And as soon as they cross that border, they start like ditching like their passports, their documents, even some of their goods, which is obviously trash on the border. So what I would love to do is figure a way to clean up that trash and then tell a story on why these people are leaving their homes. Because I can't imagine leaving LA, traveling thousands of miles on foot to go to another country or place. So imagine if it's like the reason for leaving Mexico is the cartel. I would want to like create a sculpture out of those items and create a cartel member showcasing that, yo, this is the reason why these people are fleeing their homes because of this or that.
That's so impactful. And I've never heard of anything like that being done before. So pursue that. Like I am a big believer in like speaking things into existence and the power of manifestation. And like when you put it into the universe, I know you will get connected with the right person, the right opportunity, the right gallery, the right, curator or somebody that's going to get you connected. And maybe they'll listen to this podcast and be like, oh, I can help with that. So.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. I mean, and on top of that, I need other people, other creatives, because like, I don't know how to sculpt anything, to be real with you. I have this idea. So my main thing is, this whole project is not about me as a creative. It's more of like telling the story because I want to understand. It's more of like my curiosity of understanding like these people's stories. So obviously, you know, I'm gonna need photographers. I'm gonna need people like you. I need a lot of creatives.
Yeah.
To join in on this project and tell these people's stories. I don't really have a voice and understand because like it's crazy that it's not just people from Mexico or South America. It's people from Nigeria traveling thousands and thousands of miles, risking their lives.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's so impactful. And I'm not trying to take a side on either, like it's wrong or right. It's more of just telling the story on why. Yeah. And then maybe finding a way that us as America can like find better rules for immigration. Cause it's kind of stupid if you really think about it, that if you want to become an American or American citizen, you have to know every single state, every single president. And I'm like, I don't know none of those answers.
No, they taught us that in like Seventh grade. I don't remember.
How does that prove you're an American or whatnot? No. I mean, at least you should, I think maybe basic math skills, that might be a little bit better off than
something a bit more useful, maybe.
Yeah, something.
Maybe so, the rules of the road.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like more impactful things that's going to make America better, not know who the second president of the United States was. But yeah, that's, yeah, I just want to create, I just really think it would help my understanding and tell these people's stories and it, are supposed to make an impact. And that's why this project is something I'm passionate about for 24.
Amazing. That's awesome. I'm so excited to see what you both accomplished this year. It's going to be wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, thank you both so much. What an inspiring, amazing conversation today. I can't wait for our audience to listen to this at home. I know they're going to be even more inspired than I am right now.
Thank you. Follow your passion.
That's yes.
Yeah.
Follow your passion.
That's basically the theme of today.
Yes. Love that.